Hey guys, it's Tanisha Monet, and you are tuning in to Talks with T, the podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to episode 10 of Talks with T, the podcast. I'm Tanisha Monet, I am the host, and today we are going to be discussing the topic Black Girl Plight. Let me get a little background on the word plight, because the word is always thrown around, but I had to do the research myself to figure out exactly what that word meant, because I was just like, okay. So plight is a dangerous, difficult, or otherwise unfortunate situation. So when I'm saying Black girl and plight in the word in the same context, it doesn't sound too positive, because it's really not. When we're dealing with the Black girl American plight. So today, this topic was very pressing. I had to reschedule the last episode. I was supposed to do an interview, but I was sick, so I could not do that. But that is rescheduled to this coming week, so we'll get into that next time. But this topic is very, 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 something I felt like I needed to touch on because of a lot of things that are happening in the media, as well as in my own personal life as a Black girl. So I wanted to get into this because I feel like it's something that I need to address. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was how a Black woman in America navigates. So I feel that Black women in America have to walk on eggshells a lot because of the angry Black woman stigma. And I know that we should all be pretty familiar with this. The angry Black woman stigma is basically touching on like the fact that if a Black woman is assertive, or if she is in what some people may see as aggressive, she's angry immediately, right? And so I feel like a lot of Black women have to navigate in a way where it's like, oh, I don't want to be seen as the angry Black woman, so I'm not going to say this, or I'm not going to say that. And I just feel like, bullshit, okay? I am not one for that. Like, no, we're not about to do that. And you know what? If people prefer to say, hey, you're an angry Black girl because you don't allow me to walk all over you, or you don't allow me to not, like, do whatever the hell I want, then so be it. In America, because of our ever so tumultuous history as Black people, this is something that I feel like Black women here experience a lot. And there's also this mute Black girl stigma. Like, let's make Black girls shut up about whatever their struggles is, right? If I'm struggling with depression, it's not that serious. If I'm in pain, it's not that serious. If my vagina is falling out, yeah, it's not that serious. And I'm just like, well, why? Like, why is that a thing? So to touch on something that just happened in the media, my girl, Summer Walker. I want to address that, because at first I found myself being one of those people that was like, Summer, like, you're dragging it. And it was because I did buy the concert tickets. And when I thought that I was going to lose out on the experience, I was a little bit upset, and I'm not going to lie. But then I had to take a minute and think to myself, like, well, Tanisha, like, you've had moments where, you know, you've had social anxiety, you've had depression, you've had all of these experiences. And you've had it in your own isolation, and you had the intimacy of your family and not of everyone not being in your business and being part of your life. But we're talking about Summer Walker, okay? She has one of the top albums in the country right now. She is a 23-year-old African-American woman that is a little bit different than a typical African-American woman, I'll say. Summer is a very particular type of woman, but she's a woman and a Black woman experiencing something very serious, such as social anxiety. So let's get into a little research on social anxiety, because I think that a lot of people would sit here and say, like, oh no, she's capping, it's not that deep, she could do the concerts, she on the gram twerking that ass for a real nigga, but why can't she, you know, put on these shows? And I feel like, you know what, I was one of the people thinking the same thing. But let's go into that. So social anxiety disorder, also called social phobia, is an intense anxiety or fear of being judged, negatively evaluated, rejected in a social or performance situation. Social anxiety disorder can wreak havoc on the lives of those who suffer from it. So, yeah. Summer Walker is in the media. She is an artist, and she is a black girl. But because of all of these factors, people expect her to perform at her highest. But what she's saying is, because of my social anxiety, I cannot. And I felt guilty, especially when she posted something about the fact that it's mostly black women and people of color that are dragging her about the fact that she cannot perform to her best ability. And I was just like, nah, I gotta check myself on that, because that's not fair to Summer, because we want a piece of her. And that is literally how America treats black women. It's literally how even black men treat black women, okay? Just on yesterday, I got accused of being an angry black woman. And why? Because I posed and stated to a man that he was not doing something or living up to what he told me he was trying to do. So he decided to use that. And I feel that in the context of black men, you have to be very careful with using those terms towards black women, because it's not right that the minute sis gets a little frustrated because you're wilding out, you throw that angry title on her, or, oh, this is why people don't want to date black women, or this or that. And I feel like, one, that's very disrespectful, and bro that told me that is blocked. But I will say this. Anybody that has to be muted, and more so muted because of the color of their skin and negative connotations of their race, it is absolutely disgusting when black men push that agenda. It's so disgusting. Like, I wanted to like throw up, because I was just like, you are a black man. And as much as black women deal with in America, in home settings, in friend settings, in work settings, and then in relationship settings, baby boy, and then from a black man, like, it's just like, it's just too much. So that was really, really, really troubling. And it just goes to show, like, the lack of compassion. I feel that America, men, black men particularly, have towards black women. And I think it needs to stop. Black women are killing the game right now, and the stories need to be rewritten. And when that black woman is assertive and she is direct, that does not make her angry. It makes her a boss ass, okay? Biatch. Not a biatch, but a boss woman, okay? Let's say that. That woman has the ability to be assertive and not be angry. Because literally, like, I'll be so direct. Like, this is what I want. This is how I want it. But because I don't sugarcoat it with a smiley face, it's taken as you're upset or you're being a little aggressive. Or, like my old manager said, I feel like this is going to turn into an argument. Biatch, please. And I told her straight like that. A white woman. I said, no, this is not going to turn into an argument, because I'm a professional and I will not argue with you in a professional work setting. But I am very sure what I'm saying and I'm very passionate about it. There's a difference. Let's not get those things confused. Okay, so why can't Summer Walker have social anxiety, but Miley Cyrus and Britney Spears and all these white women could go through craziness and America and the world is compassionate with them, but Summer Walker just dropped some heat. She just gave us the album of the year. And y'all dragging her. It ain't right. It's not right. Now, if that was any of these white pop stars, that would not be happening. Maybe to a degree, but the way it's being dragged, like she's just being dragged after putting so much hard work into her album, but all she is saying is, I cannot give you guys what you need for the sake of my own well-being, for the sake of me being a creator and continually creating. I cannot do certain things, respect my boundaries. And you know what? Summer Walker, I approve that damn message. I really do, sis. And I approve that message for any black woman that's setting boundaries for herself, that's being assertive and firm in what she wants, and that's living in her truth. Girl, do it. Do that. Because guess what? People will drag the life out of you and throw you right to the wolves and then just be like, oh, we're done. So you got to preserve something for yourself. Preserve that for yourself. I feel like the angry black girl stigma needs to be thrown to the trash. And let me tell you something. If y'all black men are not helping throw that stigma to the trash, you need to be in the trash. Okay? I'm sick of it. Not dealing with it. Y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop. So, yeah. Like, I think that as people of color, anybody, people not of color, if you get that unction inside of yourself to be less compassionate towards a black girl, remember this podcast. If you get that unction in yourself that if a black woman is assertive and not angry and direct, and you get that unction in yourself that you want to be like, remember this podcast, because guess what? That needs to stop. That needs to stop. All women should be able to be assertive and firm and talk about what they believe in and set boundaries on what they will and will not do. And that's that on that. That's how I feel about that. And I wanted to bring this to you guys because I noticed this something being like a real, it's disheartening to me, but more so I can imagine how many other black women deal with this on a regular. Like, our story and our plight is not the same of a white woman. Our story and our plight is not the same of a black man or a white man or any other race. Any other race. And it's proven. It's factuals. And the statistics of black women in America, I'm gonna pull these up too, succeeding right now as entrepreneurs. Listen, it's outmatched. And how do you think that is happening? Because black women are bossing up. Bossing up. And listen, it can't be from being quiet and being muted. It cannot be from that. So what is happening? There's articles all over the internet. Black women entrepreneurs growing at a crazy unmatchable rate over black men, over a lot of other women. And we're not getting there by being quiet. So I feel like to all my black men, all my white men, all my Asians, all my men of any race, any background, you see a black girl and you love her, let her know that it's okay for her to be that boss. Because guess what? It is not okay for you to push that disgusting agenda on black girls to continuously mute us in American history, in life. Like, we are moving forward. Cut the shit and get with it. Like, we need to unlearn that and accept that, listen, yes, Black girls may come with a little bit more spice than other girls, but guess what? It's not because we're angry. It's because we have a different plight. We have a different struggle, and that struggle needs to be respected, but also needs to be, that positivity needs to be reinforced. That assertion that a Black woman exudes needs to be respected by all men, all women, and all people. Because we do have a different history than African women. We do have a different history than African men. Unfortunately, we are African American women. But guess what? Fortunately, we are making the strides to boss up and not make excuses for that. But don't try to mute us. That's what I'll say. And that's why I wanted to come and bring this very necessary podcast to you about the Black girl plight. If you don't understand it, shut the hell up and go do some research. That's what you do. And the next time you see a Black girl that may be feeling a little bit uneasy about how she's going to walk into that boardroom meeting, about how she's going to ask for the money she wants, about how she's going to ask for the relationship and the commitment that she wants, the next time you see a Black girl or feel a Black girl struggling with that, let her know that it's okay to be a boss and it's okay to assert and demand what you want and the respect that you want and the love that you want. And that is that for episode 10 of Talks with T the podcast. This episode is called Black Girl Plight. I am going to make a second part of this, and I want to have some of my friends join me on this conversation because this is my perspective and I want to hear other Black women's perspective, and I have some amazing and intelligent friends and people that I'm sure would be able to shed some light on this perspective of this and help break that down, like break that stigma down and kick it out the damn window, because I'm sick of it. Okay, I'm a Black girl boss. I'm an entrepreneur. I have worked in corporations. I have been in rooms that probably weren't trying to make room for me. And guess what? I've always been here and I've always been loud and I will be heard. And guess what? When it comes to the boss babe that y'all gonna see on my arm in a couple years, he is going to be respectful of that. Because guess what? In order to make the money, you gotta be the boss. And that is that on that. I cannot wait till you guys tune in next week for the interview that will be rescheduled and it will be happening this coming week. I'm so excited to be interviewing this woman. She is the Black girl boss and I love her to life and a very powerful woman. So yes, tune in next week. I cannot wait for you guys to do that. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Like, share with the homegirl, share with the homeboy, especially this episode, because this one is needed to be heard. And yeah, definitely subscribe, make a rating on Apple Podcasts, and comment. Give your feedback. I would love to hear from you guys. I put in a lot of work to write this content, and this is from my heart. It's from my passion. And you hear it through the podcast. I'm very passionate about what I'm saying. So definitely share and spread the word. Break down the stigma of the Black girl plight. Let's make Black girl flight, okay? Let's let Black girls fly and succeed and be bosses in the process. Catch y'all later.